Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I mentioned, the focus of our message is on Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Surely I am with you always to the end of the age. It was the musical group Fifth Dimension who, back in 1967, released a single and album of the same title, Jimmy Webb's classic hit, Up, Up, and Away. Bring back any memories for some of you? I don't know. Since I wasn't born until 1972 and have little recollection of anything before 1975, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that in the late 60s, there was sort of a ballooning fad. Any of you that were around or remember that? Is that true? I don't know. Up, Up, and Away. Maybe you know the tune. Up, up, and away in my beautiful. Yeah, right. Everybody knows it. It's right. It's good. So, Up, Up, and Away in My Beautiful Balloon. Now, I have to admit that as someone who my first task when I get on a plane is to look for the vomit bag, and that is true. Somehow going up, up, and away in a beautiful balloon doesn't seem so beautiful or nice or anything but nauseous. And yet, here it is, there is an attraction to ballooning still today, probably maybe this weekend, if you're by the St. Croix River, you'll see balloons going over from Hudson. They continue to go off year after year. People enjoy ballooning. And I suppose it's a little bit like the people who will go to State Fair next month for the car show. You know, they like to see kind of what driving used to be like without all the screens and touch pads and things that keep you in your lanes and all those things. They want to go and see kind of how things used to be. And so there's still this sort of fascination with human flight, what it's like to travel up, up, and away in a beautiful balloon. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us just what was on the minds of the disciples as they... staring gape-mouthed up in the sky as they saw their Savior disappear from sight, Jesus flying, at least from their perspective, up, up, and away. Human flight had never been witnessed before. I mean, just in the course of human history, people had not seen that kind of thing before. And in fact, you wouldn't see another human flight for 1750 years. And so I'm sure there was a part of them looking at, you know, as Jesus ascends into heaven. But we can take confidence in the fact that Jesus wasn't flying up, up, and away. Though Jesus may have disappeared from their sight, he still hasn't disappeared from our side. And so we look at it as Jesus flying up, up, and around. Surely I am with you always to the end of the age, as we consider his powerful promise of eternal presence. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Well, the year was 1783. On October 15th, a balloon called Aerostat Revelon, I think I'm saying that right, bear with my French, launched in France and carried scientist Jean-Francois Pilatre de Rozier to the end of its 250-foot tether. It stayed aloft for 15 minutes and then landed safely nearby. Now, that may not seem like such a big deal, but it was just a month later that de Rozier and a companion, whose name I'm not even going to try, went up in an untethered balloon 500 feet, traveled a distance of 5.5 miles for a 20-minute flight. That was the first free flight made by man. And in many ways, we're still very much fascinated by flight. Probably as long as birds have been soaring, human beings have wanted to do the same. In fact, you know probably pretty well that passage from the prophet Isaiah put into beautiful setting by Michael Jonkis on Eagle's Wings. Those who wait for the Lord will receive new strength. They will lift up their wings and soar like eagles. And so, over the years, human flight has been envisioned by the Greeks. It's been engineered by Da Vinci, accomplished by de Rozier, and later the Wright brothers, and many others as well. In fact, we have even figured out how to get beyond the Earth's gravitational pull and fly into outer space. But there are two problems with human flight, two principles that we just can't get around. And the first, you know very well, what comes up, what goes up, must come down, right? And number two, any exceptions to number one have ended in disaster. From many different perspectives, you know, as the disciples gathered around on the mount that day, seeing Jesus going up, up and away, they had a sinking feeling. It wasn't as if Jesus hadn't given them assurances. He had. But in their finite minds, they didn't fully understand yet. I mean, Luke tells us that as they're making their way out to the mount, they still are asking, Lord, at this time, are you going to establish an earthly kingdom? Now, Jesus, in great patience, basically says, just wait a little bit. I'll send the Spirit and you'll understand. But they still, some of them still just didn't have it. Others were awed by what they saw, of course. Human flight, standing there watching Jesus ascend into heaven. I mean, what an incredible thing, something that nobody had witnessed. But there were others who understood the call already, who understood that this message of Jesus needed to go out to the ends of the earth. Jesus said that was what was going to happen, starting in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, and they were the ones who were being tasked with that. Okay, but Jesus, I've just spent the last 3 years walking by your side, and now you want me to go out without you. You rose from the dead, but if I can't point to your flesh and blood, how can I tell people that you have risen from the dead? What if people have questions and I can't go to you to ask you for the answers? Though many of us have maybe not looked at it from the same perspective, I think that sometimes we have the same concept when it comes to Jesus, that we have this, what goes up must come down. I mean, I'll be honest, how many times I have received the blessing of the Lord, been lifted up, and said to myself, yeah, I know it's all going to come crashing down soon. Just waiting for the other shoe to drop, as the saying goes, right? Or how often haven't we tempered our happiness, thinking, yeah, things are going great, but I'm not going to enjoy it too much because, you know, this is all going to come crashing back down again. Or maybe it seems like the ups of life just lead to heartache and hardship. Bills piling up. Inflation going up. Blood pressure going up. Anxiety going up. Temptation up. Frustration up. Anger up. Fear up. What's up with that? Why does it always seem to be that that's where all of this is going? Where is Jesus in all of this? Did he go up, up, and away? That's where fifth dimension comes in. Up, up, and away as if he's riding off in his beautiful balloon while the rest of us are left here to fend for ourselves. This isn't if Jesus hasn't given us his assurances, his promises. He has. But like the disciples, we have our own way of looking at things from our perspective, and it's usually from the bottom up. So let's turn that around today. Let's look at life from God's perspective. Once again, let me remind you that as Jesus mounted his throne to shouts of joy, as he ascended to the heights of heaven, our all-present Savior has never left. You know his words of promise. He is still around in the verse of the day, "Surely I am with you always." That's a promise. That's a promise from our loving Savior, a promise inked in blood. A promise backed, given and shed for you. A promise backed by the throne of heaven. A promise placed in your hand and on your head in the waters of baptism, reaffirmed throughout your life, made good as you cross over from death to life. There is no up, up, and away with Jesus. He is around us always and in us and our hearts even now, so that we don't need to worry about the ups and downs of life. We need not ask, "What's up with all that's going on in my life right now?" You have the Word to answer your questions. You have a mounted warrior fighting your battles. You have his body and blood to strengthen you when you are weak. You have his blessing upon you. You have his light to guide you. You have his presence to shelter you. You have his peace to unite you. So don't just stand there. Looking up into the sky, wondering what happened to Jesus. This same Jesus, what goes up must come down. As the angel said, this same Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. And so may the eyes of your heart be enlightened so that you may know the hope to which he has called you, just how rich his glorious inheritance is among the saints. In the meantime, as he continues to pour out that rich gift of his Holy Spirit, I invite you to take a look at your worship folder to the prayer of the day. It's on page 7. This prayer of the day was written by the Venerable Bede. If you had a chance to look at the sidebar for the information on the Venerable Bede, he also wrote the hymn of the day that we sing on Ascension, "A Hymn of Glory, Let Us Sing." There's a lot of information there about his life. I won't go through that now. But this prayer reportedly was written on the day he died. If you look in that sidebar, you'll notice that he died on the Ascension of our Lord. The way it's described is he got sick about Easter time and kind of battled with breathing issues throughout the season of Easter. And then on the day of the Ascension of our Lord, as everyone else was going off to celebrate the festival, he was on his bed. All day he had been dictating, translating ancient works into Anglo-Saxon English. And as he could hear the bells ring for the start of the service, he asked if you'll forgive the Star Wars reference, the Padawan. We'll just say acolyte. His young helper, new to the faith, to help him to his prayer bench. And he went over and he kneeled and he said this prayer. and because the scribe was there, took down what he said. And then he was helped back into bed, and there he breathed his last. And so these are the words that we conclude our sermon here today. I invite you to join me in the whole prayer. Let's say it together. Lord Jesus, King of glory, on this day you ascended far above the heavens, and at God's right hand you rule the nations. Leave us not alone, we pray, but grant us the spirit of truth that at your command and by your power, we may be your witnesses in all the world. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.